This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we are, Tuesday, November 21st, 2017. This year's come and almost gone, like a whirlwind. It's been a little over a year since President Trump became president-elect, since we defeated the fake media, the controlled corporate press, since we began the process of restoring our republic, since we began to rekindle our spirits again and not let the globalists break our will. But make no mistake, this is metaphysical. This is spiritual. The globalists are social engineers who lust after dominating and controlling people and breaking their will, breaking their cultures, and turning them into zombies. It is very exhilarating and very exciting, but also paradoxical, that when I see listeners of my television show or my radio show, the simulcast, whether they be black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, they have light in their eyes, they're excited, they're involved, they are alive. And then when I see people that either aren't politically awake or aware or are political enemies, you cannot overestimate how slob-like, zombie-like, and enslaved they are. It truly is sad to see the majority of people under globalist control being shiftless, hateful, vicious, desperate, lost individuals. Now, there's a small percentage of those that serve globalism that are totally conscious of it and are just very mercenary when it comes to following the central engineer's blueprint. That said, though, I don't get out in public a ton, but I recently, a few days ago, took my mother-in-law and my family to the shopping mall. It was a nice day. It was an open-air mall called The Domain here in Austin, Texas. And we went to three stores. We were only there about an hour and a half. I guess one restaurant, so four places. So I guess counting the restaurant about, I don't know, 3.5 hours. And I ran into so many listeners and so many fans. It was very, very humbling because they had so much electricity in their eyes. And in one of the shops I went in, both the women that owned the shop were fans and listeners, but they were taking action. They've been visiting family and friends out in Oregon during the election last year, and they plastered the town. They said they had a few drinks to make it even more fun. Plastered the town at night with over 500 Hillary for prison stickers that also have Infowars.com on them. And I thought, well, that's amazing. Thank you. So I bought a jacket vest that I was in there getting, and I went on down the street and ran into a really nice Hispanic couple who also told me about how they put Infowars stickers up in Austin, how much fun they had. Then I ran into another Hispanic couple. This guy's made an amazing app called the InfoWarrior that I just discovered again a few days ago. That's amazing. And I might be working with him on some stuff. It was just crazy how many of the people were so optimistic but were also taking action and knew that they were part of something historical. And look, Trump's not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But we've turned the corner on globalism. You know the New World Order is upset by the way they're behaving. It's an amazing time to be alive. So as Thanksgiving approaches, I'm very, very thankful for all of you out there. And I'm very, very thankful for all of our affiliates, our sponsors, everybody else. And just in closing here, before we come back with the broadcast, I just wanted to say that we have Black Friday, Cyber Monday specials that are extended right into next week. But a lot of these sales are only one day only because we have limited supplies or while supplies last. So all the specials of yesterday, BrainForce 50% off and 25% off Pro Pure super high quality water filters, that is extending today into Tuesday. But the new specials are Silver Bullet at 67% off high quality colloidal silver. That is $9.95, 67% off. I also knock out the amazing Sleep Aid. It's got the 9 different healthy ingredients from L-tryptophan to the melatonin, you name it, that's knockout available. So those are just some of the specials. Free shipping store-wide, we've decided to extend, but we're going to have to end that soon, obviously. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be right back on the other side, but again, thank you all for being part of history. I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products, InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure Water Filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Robert Kiyosaki's coming up. Then we have the former Trump administration official, campaign official, who's given us good leaks before, getting into the fact that why they're sitting on top of the fact this guy had Al-Qaeda. He did have Al-Qaeda videos. I have other sources that I obviously can't get into details of with even more proof. But I can't give the information out at this time. But that is the information coming out. So, Brandon Tatum, let me give out your information here. Police officer there in Southern Arizona. At the Officer Tatum, Facebook.com/TatumBug34, YouTube.com/BTCruiser34. If you just joined us, you've had a lot to say about the NFL. The Vegas attack, you've had everything you say has been viral because folks really resonate with it. You've got the floor in this segment. You've been patiently sitting there while I had Colonel Schaefer on. Kind of repeat what you've been saying. You've been on fire during the breaks about what's really going on, why the police can't say what's going on at this point, and where you see this all going. And then into the gun control issues, the actual statistics of why. This is a tragedy, but to say it's the biggest thing in the world and then try to blame gun owners and say ban the NRA, I mean, that's crazy. They're the conspiracy theorists. They're covering up. It's probably an Islamic attack. And then they're blaming it on us at the same time.
Right. And when it comes to law enforcement, like, there's certain things that we can and cannot do, we will not do, to preserve our own tactical advantage. So we may have information about certain things. We will never disclose those things because we have to have the advantage. Listen, when things happen, the citizens aren't the ones that have to do the takedowns. The citizens aren't the ones that got to get the search warrants and things like that. So we have an advantage by having the upper hand, having information that nobody knows about, understanding how to do counter tactics on different things. So this is an advantage for law enforcement. So I'm not surprised that they're not disclosing everything. And I think that they're doing a good job at attempting to allude to certain things about radicalization and, you know, the fact that they believe that he's not acting alone. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that this person had so many guns, so many different tactical advantages that he could not have done it himself with his level of experience. So I think that's pretty much, you know, my take on the law enforcement perspective. And as far as the gun control, this is the most ignorant, unreasonable thing I've heard coming out of the mouth of Democrats and the left. Is I don't understand at what point do they make to try to ban guns or try to have some level of gun control. This person purchased firearms legally. So the laws that we have in place are almost some of the most strictest laws, and this guy was still able to take advantage of it. Barack Obama's administration pushed the bump stock, a mechanism that they put on a rifle.
I've never even heard of a crime being committed with that, and now suddenly it is, but I've talked to experts. They say that's not a bump stock. That's clear chain fed.
I'm not an expert on firearms.
Well, I've had the experts on.
It sound like it was possibly chain fit. I couldn't imagine.
Well, I mean, I had the former leader of SEAL Team 6 on.
Right.
And,
right.
And he didn't let me say that, but it's true. And they go, look, it's belt. They even know the gun.
Right.
Because there's certain ones that have that. They know them like a woman. They say it's like it speeds up, it slows down.
Right, right. And I couldn't look past that. I mean, it didn't sound like he had a 30-round mag. So, I mean, you're talking about rapid fire. For
yeah, it's not stopping it. Exactly. It's not 30 and then stopping. It's belt.
Right, right. And I can see why, if that was discovered, why they don't want to let the public know that this person has access to this and some certain different things. They don't want people to go crazy. Because what's going to happen if you give them information without giving them everything, without them understanding the totality of it? You can cause people to freak out and then they make, you know, false claims and do other stuff that's unreasonable and it's not helpful.
That's right. By the way, this broke about an hour ago on Infowars.com, another Paul Watson article by the great investigative journalist Laura Loomer, who helped prove the receipts and the fact that he checked in days earlier. Our moles inside gave this to police on Monday. Nothing was done, so they've given it to us. Valet entries prove Paddock checked in 3 days before date given by authorities. Devin was in the hotel on September 25th. That is now double confirmed. We need to send that to drudgereport.com. We need to link that to the top of Paul's article that already deals with all this. So valet entries from Mandalay Bay prove the government's team and Paddock checked into on September 25th, 3 days before the official date given by authorities for when he checked in, September 28th. Reporter Laura Loomer obtained an image from inside Mandalay Valet Center, which shows Paddock's car was first logged on September 25th. Below the computer display, a handwritten note is available that states, Stephen Paddock, 925-1002. According to Loomer's source, the note was written by an FBI agent when he asked valet staff details on all in and out times for Paddock's vehicles. So that shows the FBI knew. According to Loomer's picture proves the FBI misled public about hashtag Stephen Paddock's check-in date. Laura Loomer, we are going to get her as at least a contract a reporter. She's amazing. According to official sources, Paddock didn't check until September 28th, 3 days before the massacre. What do you make of this as a police officer, SWAT guy, all this? I mean, I don't want to bash the FBI, the police, but and I understand they don't want people to know it's a terror attack, but why? Because we've confirmed all this. I mean, they're not telling us what went on here. So it's one thing to not tell folks what, you know, it's another thing to lie.
Right. I think the leverage should be put on the FBI. I think that law enforcement only have a certain capacity to even.
No, I agree. It's the FBI doing this. It's the sheriff that keeps coming out and contradicting him.
Right. The sheriff is trying to do the right thing and saying, look, we're not going to play the political games. We're not going to do that. We're going to give you information that we can and the best of our ability. But it's discouraging. And, you know, the thing is that some people, they may not want to believe that the FBI does these things. And I'm not saying that the FBI is obvious. You know, they have obvious flaws.
They have some good people, but they're famous for this.
Exactly. I don't want to step on anybody's toes and say that. But what I'm saying is that, you know, even facts of the reason Hillary Clinton is not in prison right now is indications that they're not always truthful and they're not always doing what's right for the public. And I think that this is another example. They have some type of an agenda. I don't know what it is. Maybe they don't want to be embarrassed. But there's no way that they should not be. I mean, this is the thing. If they weren't going to give information, that's fine. But don't give us fake information. Don't give us lies. Don't give us fraudulent stuff. If you're going to tell us when he checked in, at least tell us the true time. If you're not going to tell us the true time and you have a reason why, don't tell us anything at all. But what it does is it makes it discredit their argument, and we don't even trust anything they say.
I was about to say, though, we've got the internal documents. We've got the receipts. We've got the valet info, and it keeps all checking out with the sheriff's department later. And then we've got the FBI doing this. Paul's headline, we'll put it back on screen, isn't even strong enough. The headline really should be FBI caught lying about when the shooter checked in. So this is very, 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 very serious. Valet entry proves Paddock checked in 3 days ago, and then our reporter ended up talking. We got to get Laura Loomer on during the fourth hour with the great Mike Cernovich as well. But wow, this is just crazy.
Right, right. Another thing that struck me was that why did they come out so soon and try to disconnect his motives, his tactics, his responsibility to ISIS?
When they've taken credit.
Right. When they've already taken credit, they come out and say, there's no evidence of it, no tracking. I mean, this is a serious incident. It's going to take months to do a full, thorough investigation.
They're telling us don't jump to conclusions, right. But they jumped at minute one.
Right, right. Obviously, it's for political gain. The common man knows that there's something suspicious because in any other thing that benefits them, they'll say, no, take your time, do an investigation.
Truth is, the Democrats are panicking. So, well, they're leftists.
Right.
This is who we've got out there at Democrat rallies and everything else, just like Reality Winner and all the rest of them joined ISIS.
Yeah, right.
And it's super embarrassing.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like, I mean, they act like ISIS is not pursuing the same motives. Like, it's not out of the question that they pursued him and that he'd been radicalized. They've done it.
They've got Linda Sarsour leading the women's marches when she openly wants jihad and women with burqas on.
They've done it before. This is a tactic. This is an easy tactic for them because they don't have to pay or try to get people over here, and they may be suspicious. They're going to get people that are inconspicuous, and they're going to put them out there, and they're going to do crimes, and we catch them. But right now, they don't want us to know that because they don't want to be embarrassed that this person was probably a leftist doing a heinous crime.
Brandon Tatum, you're going to be on for a full hour on the War Room coming up at 3 o'clock. I'm going to let you get some lunch. You've done a great job hosting for the last hour plus with us. The Officer Tatum, Facebook.com, TatumBug34, YouTube.com/BTCruiser34. Incredible videos, incredible information. That's just his Twitter, but check out his Facebook. Last time I saw your Facebook was 100,000. What is it now?
108.
Well, you're doing awesome, and what's crazy is you can have 70 million views on one video, and just like us, then more folks don't follow us. It's important on our Facebooks, on our Twitters, on our YouTubes to actually follow us so you get all the information. Get some lunch, get ready for the War Room coming up live, and it's great to have you in town, sir.
Thank you. Good being here.
Thank you. We're going to be right back with Robert Kiyosaki.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Robert Kiyosaki. I'm your host, Alex Jones. He's with us for two segments. Then I have the former high-level Republican member of Trump's campaign who has his sources in the White House. He's broken mixed up before. They have video of the shooter, Mr. Paddock, out in Vegas pledging allegiance to ISIS, as ISIS said they have. And that they're sitting on it because law enforcement has asked Trump not to release it as part of the investigation. Well, that's what the hostage rescue team told me on Monday, is there was ISIS connections and Antifa connections. Well, the left have been promising to launch this big revolution October 1st, culminating November 4th. Maybe Robert Kiyosaki can comment. He's friends with Trump, co-authored two books with him. The only guy that's done that, he's got a new book out we're going to tell you about as well. But obviously, this is the big issue right now that is front and center. As a former Marine Corps Cobra gunship pilot in Vietnam and looking at all the stuff that's going on, I can tell you right now, you see law enforcement saying, no, he was radicalized, no, he had help. Well, that's what we told everybody on Monday, because we have the sources. Why on earth would we let the left blame conservatives and libertarians for this when they've got their hands all over it? Because that's the intel we've got. And it's emerging. They covered up San Bernardino for 3-4 days. They've covered this up already 5 days. That's quite a limb out there against the mainstream media. But, I mean, Robert, what do you make of them blaming Christians, conservatives, libertarians with no proof, when we've got the kitchen sink and more with the Islamic connection? What do you make of this?
Well, Alex, you know, I give you credit because you're the bravest man in the world. All of these years you've been talking about fake news. And I think it behooves every one of us to really seek out what real news is. And I think that's why so many people tune into you. And I'm just like you. I'm so disgusted because I don't even trust what I hear anymore or read, or I don't trust the media. And I think that's a deeper issue right now when we can't trust our leaders and our media with fake news. So I really have no comment.
No, I agree. Who knows what the truth is? And then they don't even know what happened. But then if we question it, they say we're bad.
Right. Correct. And then, you know, again, they're blaming guns and all this stuff. They want to take guns away. It's just a red herring. So
you've got the new book out. All your books are top bestsellers. Why the Rich Are Getting Richer. What is Financial Education? Talking about solutions here. I want to get into the book, and we're going to do that in a moment. But before we go any further, let me just ask you then, richdad.com is the big website. And a lot of these are just secrets that once you know them, you're like, wow, I didn't watch so simple. Why didn't I know that before? Reading your books has helped me so much, be independent. But looking at Trump, I mean, I don't want to involve myself in a butt-kissing deal here, but it's true. $4 trillion in the stock market, hundreds of billions in new jobs, 1.6 million new jobs, 3.1 growth rate they say he could never had. And this is just getting rid of a few regulations, trying to deliver tax cuts, doing everything else he said. Why are they so against him when everybody, including Goldman Sachs, has made record profits the last 9 months under Trump? What's their problem? He's like shoveling success at them, and they're mad.
Well, I think the biggest reason is because most people are not getting richer. That's why my book is called Why the Rich Are Getting Richer. And the average person is not getting richer. And so that's why the media is obviously a big part of that, because they lie to us. But people are getting poorer, not richer, no matter how high that stock market goes. And that's the problem.
Explain it to me then. I mean, I haven't read the new book yet. I probably read first book I read here as I was like 16 years old, literally. So explain to me.
There's fake news. In 1971, when Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar became fake money. And I was in Vietnam in 72 when that happened. And I started to realize that the U.S. dollar was not designed to make us rich. The U.S. dollar, once it became fake, you know, a fiat currency, was intentionally designed to steal our wealth and our lives. So that's why if you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which came out 20 years ago, I said the rich don't work for money and the rich avoid taxes, because the more you work for money, actually the poorer you get. Another example is I was at the bank yesterday doing desperately, because I have so much cash coming in, to hide it in different banks. And the bank teller sat there. She says, "Oh, we're going to give you 0.011%. I went, "What?" I mean, I've been so out of doing my own banking. I said, how does somebody survive on 0.011 or 15% when inflation is running at 9%? You know, and so Americans are getting poorer just because they have no financial education in schools. And that's why Donald Trump and I became such good friends, is want to teach people about money.
People are going to want to read the book, and they should read them all.
But thank you.
What was the first book you wrote? Because I'm 44, and I know from memory. I think I was in high school when I read your first book. When did you first publish a book?
It was 1997.
Okay, then my memory's wrong. It must have been after that. My dad was trying to get me to read books about investment and something else. But I know, I read your book very early on. It's just amazing, these common sense secrets.
Well, it's why is there no financial education in school? You know, and these teachers kind of teach. And, you know, my poor dad was a school teacher. He's a good man, but he doesn't know anything about money. And he's teaching kids that the rich are evil. And I'm going, wait a minute, you know. Let me just say it again. Our monetary system is fake money. And the people that work for it, with that book, White Working Class and all that, they're getting ripped off. The harder they work for money, the more tax they pay. They put it in the bank, and inflation eats it away. And if they're in the stock market, they don't know how to handle it if the stock market comes down. And that's all basic financial education. So that's why President Trump and I have become good friends as advocates of financial education for everybody.
How did he fundamentally know the same secrets you knew? I mean, how did you discover this stuff?
Well, we both had rich dads. His dad was rich, and my rich dad was a rich guy. So in my latest book, Why the Rich Are Getting Richer, I explain how debt and taxes make the rich richer. In other words, it's ironic that, you know, in 1971, the dollar became debt, an IOU from the U.S. Treasury and the Fed. And because it's debt, the more I use debt to buy assets, the less tax I pay. So the reason the rich are getting richer is they use debt and pay less in taxes legally.
Even before your book came out, my dad would explain, no, the rich are leveraging debt. It didn't make sense to me when I was like 14 years old, but that's what they're doing. But they teach us to go into debt and just to them for nothing instead of using the debt to build stuff.
Yes. You should use debt. I mean, you have to have financial education to use debt because it's dangerous. Let's look at guns.
Well, let's talk about it in a final segment with Robert Kiyosaki, RichDad.com. His new book is out, Why the Rich Are Getting Richer. What is financial education? Yeah, because exactly. You're not going to get it from a professor or some school teacher. Nothing against them. They're making $40,000 a year. They're not who you learn how to get successful from. And we want to make everybody successful. I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering.
That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like Rainforest 50% off, ProPure water filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
InfoWars is undoubtedly the leader of the pack. We get demonized, we get lied about, they misrepresent. They had articles out 2 days ago going, Jones says the Las Vegas shooting didn't happen. Ban him. And then YouTube and Google said, yes, we'll look at banning everyone we want. That's just the leftist wanting to set the precedent to ban people. They're already having to back off. Now, they're calling Rupert Murdoch the hero, and I agree. He's talking about antitrust suits for how they're trying to restrict conservatives and others and misrepresenting what we're saying and doing. Even Daily Beast has the big headline that Rupert Murdoch's the hero. Because even the left gets these monopolies are very, very bad for business and for free speech. Robert Kiyosaki is our guest. Coming up in the next segment, Leader of the pack, former Trump campaign official, reports Las Vegas shooter made ISIS tape. So that is a big, big deal that is coming up. Going back to Robert Kiyosaki. Robert, just in layman's terms, everybody should read your new book, Why the Rich Are Getting Richer. But if you go back in time, we had super ultra rich, but maybe they had a third of the wealth or 20%. Now it's 70%+ is by less than 1%. Then that 0.1% six, the giant underclass on the middle class, that's the top 10%, which is the engine of success. Why would the elites not just set up this consolidation of power and money and have vertical integration, but then try to kill the engine of free market like they're rising up the ladder so no one, gets up? But are they really trying to form a cold-blooded monopoly? That's why I like what you do. You're exposing what they're up to so that the average person can not be monopolized? Or what are you up to?
Well, I hate to say this. You know, the story of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. My poor dad went to Stanford, Northwestern, University of Chicago. Very good man, and you would call him an elite, but they have no financial education, and they're more socialist than capitalist. That's where it starts. My concern is, without knowing it, the school system is complicit. They're part of the big part of the program because they teach you to be poor. Remember, the U.S. dollar after 1971 became fake money designed by the Fed and the Treasury and Wall Street to steal your life and your wealth from you. So that's why when you save money, you get nothing for it. The first thing you do when you get your paycheck, taxes are sucked out of it. So why the rich are getting richer is about debt and taxes, how the rich, like President Trump and I, get richer. I'm not saying you should do it or that it's not without risk, but you should be aware.
Sure, but how was the conscious decision made, 1913, and then, you know, you had other agreements later, Bretton Woods in the 40s. How do they decide, oh, let's dynamite a system that makes the general public wealthy and the elite even more wealthy? No, let's have a system where you're poor and the elite use austerity to control you. I mean, isn't that what the Trump revolution is? Is he's actually trying to deliver back a real level playing field? Because that makes the rich even richer. I mean, isn't that the essence of this?
But that's why he's under attack so much. That's why you're under attack so much. That's why I come under attack, because we go after the academic elites who are really parasitic. You know, they really don't know what they're doing. And they've led our country. You know, today we had Bernanke and we have Yellen. They're college professors running the most powerful central bank in history, and they need a paycheck. You know, we need somebody who knows
how to... Trump has forced them to come 10 degrees, not 180, towards what he wants, and it's already got the economy roaring, and they start going, oh, we'll never grow, to, we don't want to overheat. Overheat means they don't get to turn you into renters, you become wealthy. They don't want that.
Right, and the worst thing, I'm terrified right now, is, as you know, all markets go up, and if the market goes down, President Trump will get the blame. And it's those guys. You see, the problem isn't in the stock market. The problem is in our bond markets. And the average person doesn't even know what a bond is because they don't have enough money. And we're being ripped off by the very people we trust our money to.
Please elaborate on that. As a self-made, you know, Marine Corps veteran of Vietnam, a guy that's made hundreds of millions of dollars, number one New York Times bestseller, when you don't usually talk like that. When you say you're horrified, I'm listening.
Well, all markets go up and all markets come down. It's like Lucy and the football. They're going to pull the football away. And they really don't want Trump to do what he does. And you have Buffett up there. You know, I mean, look at what Buffett's doing. He's taking his money from stocks and put it into a railroad. Everybody should not listen to what Buffett is saying. Watch what he does. You should get
he says,
money.
Stay in stocks while he's grabbing his money out as fast as he can.
Amen. Watch what he does, not what he says. So get your money out of stocks and get into real gold, you know, silver, gold and silver coins, because there's now fake gold out there. It's fake everything. But anyway, right now you better get real as quickly as possible and possibly start your own business, because if the next crash comes, many people will lose their jobs.
Well, I mean, if the robber baron kleptocrat monopoly men would have gotten behind Trump's recovery, could it have been bulletproof? I mean, I hope it just keeps going, but I agree. They're openly fighting against it with interest rates hikes. They can't get rid of Obamacare right now. That's a wet blanket. I mean, to watch them cheerlead and admit they want to plunge things to discredit Trump, that is sickening.
Well, what's really sickening is that they're only doing it to get richer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? The problem started in 2008 when that market came down. They could have fixed it then, but they were making too much money, so why fix it? So the biggest money printing in history went on, and now they don't know how to stop what's about to come. There's too much money, unfortunately. There's too much money in only a few people's hands, and that's why I wrote Why They're Rich Are Getting Richer. Everything is opposite of what they teach you in school.
And their desperate rearguard reaction is to start a race war so we don't notice that they stole our entire future and know full well what they've done and given all the fiat money to themselves. It'd be one thing if they gave it to everybody, you just have inflation, and which we do have. Instead, they've, as you said, they've concentrated it in the hands of a few thousand jerks who are all fake liberal dirtbags, and then Trump wades in and you wade in and try to fix it, and then they call you the devil.
Absolutely, the same as you. So remember, there's fake news, there's fake money, and there's fake assets. And right now, you got to be very careful if you're in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or ETFs. You got to know what's real and what's not
real. And your book breaks it down. It's one thing to ride the bubble up and get out at the right time, but you folks never know when the thief comes in the night. Your book breaks it down, but in a minute and a half, what are you doing with your money?
Well, I'm in gold and real estate, and I love debt. And I minimize my taxes because I use debt. Remember, 1971, money became debt. It's fake money. So when some people are saying get out of debt, I'm getting into debt. And that's why debt and taxes make the rich richer.
But there's a ratio to do it. You don't, I mean, if you're going to get into debt, you want to get in big.
I'm 100% debt on most of my investments. But I've been trained to do it by my rich dad. So Trump.
And again, you explain that. I haven't read your book in 20 years, but you explained you had a rich dad and a poor dad.
Well, my poor dad was my father, a Stanford University of Chicago guy, but he knew nothing.
And he's behind you right there in the photo.
That's my poor dad. He was Lieutenant Governor of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Ran for Lieutenant Governor of Hawaii. He's a Republican. He got crushed because he stood up to the most corrupt state government in the nation.
That's the poor dad. Tell us about the rich dad.
The rich dad, let me just say that he stood up to, as a Republican, to the corrupt Democratic government of Hawaii, and he lost his job. And then my rich dad was my best friend's father, who never went to school, but he owned most of Waikiki. So I listened to him instead of my poor dad.
So that was smart of you.
I like listening to smart people like you.
I listen to you, too. All right, Robert Kiyosaki, the new book, Why the Rich Are Getting Richer, What is Financial Education? Please join us again soon. It was hard to get you on. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for doing what you do, Alex. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Free society idea is to actually live in it. George Soros calls his operation the Open Society. It's the opposite. He's trying to hijack the West, hijack the Renaissance, and kill it. We're fighting back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. I'll be hosting with Mike Cernovich coming up into the fourth hour, and we have some very important guests that are going to be joining us, including one in-studio survivor who I've known for years, who was in Vegas, but he doesn't want to be on camera, just like when Drudge was here a few years ago. He's going to be over there in the dark with a mic, but he's going to tell you some of the things he saw coming up. Clearly, two shooters the first 2 minutes, just his video show, off the distance, not an echo, then huge shooting coming up. But in this segment and the next, we are joined by James Broder, and he is a former state assistant director for President Trump. He has, at JBRO_7076, he has released a lot of great info in the past with his White House connections. And I got to tell you right now, I don't just have the hostage rescue team. And we had Colonel Schaefer on earlier concurring with our analysis, and he's got CIA connections and Army connections. I have other connections, and they say, yes, ISIS took responsibility. They've got him taking credit with this video. That's Paddock. And they want to suppress it. They're telling the president, well, it's for national security. We don't want to trigger ISIS with codes or something. That stay-behind networks, Obama people from our research, saying that so they don't get the blame for what they've done, so that Trump sits there while they blame gun owners, the Second Amendment veterans and patriots, which they've done. James Brower joins us to go over this. Paul's article is linked up on DrudgeReport.com. Former Trump campaign official reports Las Vegas shooter made ISIS tape. Now, remember, within hours of this happening, ISIS took responsibility, and the FBI said, no, they didn't do it. Well, we don't know what happened, but they didn't do it. That's the biggest tell you'll ever see right there. But again, we have these sources, but I wanted to specifically get James Brower to go into this for us, and as much as he can tell us from his White House source, because my sources are in the military, they're in the FBI, they're in the CIA, and they say absolutely. They say this guy was connected to other attacks. Now you see it in the news today, the bombings in New York. So James, tell us, you put out some big leaks before that have been accurate. Tell us what your sources in the White House are specifically telling you.
Yes, thanks for having me on again, Alex. I appreciate that.
That's right. You've been on before. Good to have you back.
Well, basically, the whole thing that's going on is, you know, like, that was sort of why I think this was sort of leaked, because of how, like, the response was so quick to shoot it down. And, you know, usually, like you said, it's all, always, you always know that usually means that it was ISIS. And the whole thing is that the tape, and I know that that's pretty much everybody wants the details on the tape. And, you know, I'll share, you know, everything, you know, that I, you know, obviously. And basically the tape is definitely like, you know, like a pledge. Not like a pledge directly to ISIS, but it's more about, you know, the typical people must die for things to change. And, you know, it's that typical ISIS mentality that they you know, want to kill us. And, you know, it's definitely...
Sure, so he's telling his little... He's like Romeo to Juliet up in the up in the side of the building, how much he loves it, how he pledges himself, how he pledges things to blood. And we can put the article and the documents that are in the article, guys, up on screen. This is totally clear. They're covering up an ISIS attack. Continue.
And, you know, and that's where a lot of the... you know, obviously leaks happen for reasons, whether it's, you know, to get the word out there, because, you know, like I said to Paul, is, you know, I don't think they'll ever really release the tape, mainly because they don't want to be wrong. They don't want to really been telling Americans for the last 8 years that they have control on this and, you know, that terror cells don't exist in the country. And, you know, it's becoming clearer and clearer that these cells do exist. And, you know, that's sort of the response to why they haven't really, you know, jumped on it or really said much at all. And, you know, that's where it all sort of the leaks lead to. And there's a lot more details, too. You know, the whole second shooter thing, he had an accomplice. And, you know, there's so much to the story.
And by the way, we were told that by law enforcement day one, and we just reported our source. The media flipped out and said, you're crazy. There's no such thing. Open and shut. They don't know what happened, but it wasn't Islamic. It wasn't Antifa. There wasn't another shooter. But meanwhile, that's what I got from law enforcement. Now we have the video of people a mile away saying they saw cops shooting people in hotels, people jumping on them, piles of shell casings, and then you can hear on the videos, and then 30 seconds later, bam, 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 at Mandalay. I mean, this is open and shut.
Yeah, you know, and that's sort of, that's why I don't really understand why they didn't, cover their tracks better, you know, I mean, with the wood.
Well, usually Islamic attacks are pretty ham-fisted, even if he was able to pull this off. What, I mean, specifics, though, because I have sources, and I heard about this before I even saw you this morning. That's why I thought, wow, I'm glad the word's getting out. There was this pledge. They'd said on Monday he pledged himself to them. But now I was getting this from good intel. That's why the police are so angry. Why cover it up? I mean, Trump's got the power to have this released, or I guess his agencies are in open rebellion against him. Why let them use this against America when it's an Islamic attack? This would absolutely validate everything we're saying. Look at the target. I mean, they attacked the country music facility.
I know. It's pretty you would think that would be enough to really be like, hey, you know, everything, this policy, this foreign policy, this travel ban, all these things we're trying to do, this is why, you know. And obviously he was an American, of course, but, you know, if you start bringing over people that potentially are radical, you know, you eventually that rubs off on other people, and then you just have that.
Well, ISIS has said that was their mission.
You know,
was to get Westerners to help them in the attacks. So specifically, so you got reached out by your source. You know, you've made a lot of other announcements that, you know, turn out to be true from your sources, people you met during the campaign. Did they say anything else that isn't in Paul's article folks should know about?
Well, the whole covering up thing, the FBI, you know, they were unaware of, say, profiles under his alias, but they were given tips that he had some, you know, like with the ISIS name. I'm not even going to try to attempt to say it. I can never pronounce it right. But
sure, the police said he was known to them. And also, we now have the valet entries. We first broke, Rudge carried it. Was confirmed to be accurate that he was checked in 2 days before, that he had a woman there visiting him, these hotel food receipts. Now we have the Infowars.com story by Paul Watson. Valet entries prove Paddock checked in 3 days before date given by authorities. We even have the photo of it by the FBI who put a tag on it. So the FBI knew this and covered it up. What do you make of that?
Oh, I definitely think that they have their way of covering up everything, especially when they're, you know, not ahead of it. You look at the Sonara brothers, you know, they knew all about that, and, you know, what did they really do? So, you know, there's that six-month timeline with this, with the shooter, where, you know, that's sort of a similar timeline along the lines of the brothers. So it sort of all lines up. You know, it's that same radicalization period that, you know, a lot of these people go through. And then after that, they come back or they initiate their plan, and, you know, people end up dead because, you know, a lot of the times I don't really think that they want to win this war on terror because, you know.
Exactly. That's the dirty side. You know? Stay there. James Brower, JBro_7076 on Twitter. I want to come back and ask you what the next shoe to drop is and what other intel you've got from inside the White House. But this is the same stuff I got Monday and Tuesday. And I got more intel by a high-level intelligence source today that the crew is witnesses to as well. But I'm just going to stop right there, and I'm not going to tell you what they told me because I'm not allowed to. But believe me, we're not blowing smoke here, and everybody knows that. Because what we keep telling you keeps happening because we're crazy enough to tell you what's really going on. At least we try. We don't always get it right, but we're dead on about 95% of the time. And I wish I wouldn't. I wish I was wrong. Before we end this hour, I didn't even plug last hour. I get so focused. That's why it's important for you when we do plug to really take into consideration to financially support the operation and get great products while you're doing it. A win-win. You owe it to yourself to support the broadcast. We thank you for your support. We ask you to commit for stuff that's like high-quality supplements and things to sign up for AutoShip so you get an additional 10% off. But you don't forget to reorder the vitamin B12 or the Brain Force Nootropic or the High Quality Whey or the Super Mill Vitality or the X2 or the Lung Cleanse or any of the other great products. A bunch of specials are about to end. The Caveman Bone Broth's got to end soon. The new specials, Brain Force, 50% off, the Great Nootropic. Never done that before, 50% off. But I thought this would go for like a month or something. It's going to end in like a week because it's selling out so quick because it's so close to cost. Brain Force Plus, now 20% more. 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us. Hour number four, straight ahead.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.